Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
All right, today's call of the day brought to you by Volvo Cars Ramsey. Finding the Volvo you want is easy at Volvo Cars Ramsey, and by Edison Heating and Cooling, New Jersey's heating expert.
This would be a weird. Now I don't even know how this is going to come out, but I do think this is important. The appreciation for where they are now, I admit it has been. It should be stronger with like the Nick force within me should be stronger. It should be.
Just enjoying it.
I admit it. It should be. And I'm mad at myself that it's not. But to lean on the 18-ish, 20-ish years of this century and how bad they were as the reason to falsely elevate how I feel about this group is something I can't do. And I'll tell you why. Now, you're dating a girl, right? We're not going to use wives. We're going to use dating. All right? Because it's less intimate, right? Less personal. You're dating a girl. She's sleeping around on you behind your back. She's a drunk. I'm not trying to minimize alcohol issues, but she's a drunk. She's dabbled in drugs. She's a disaster, right? You're like, I got you. Goodbye. You break up with her. You have another girlfriend who is not sleeping around on you and is not abusing drugs. Again, weird analogy. I know.
Yeah, where are you?
I have no idea. I don't know.
Was it the call of the day? The analogy of the day.
Oh, boy.
In case you missed anything, check it out on the free Odyssey app. Couple things, BT, before we finish up on the phones here. Number one, I got to give a shout-out. Jonathan Marks, who is a listener of our show, he has a collectible shop in Florida somewhere. And because we were talking about, remember a couple weeks ago I was talking about the cards that I was putting up on eBay?
Yeah.
And I was talking about, you know, trying to look for Rangers cards for my nephew. They sent a bunch of stuff for my nephew, some older cards or whatever. So I just
wanted baseball cards too?
No, just hockey.
Nice.
Just hockey stuff for Joey,
awesome.
Some Rangers signed cards. I got to give that to him, a puck and stuff. So we appreciate that,
wow.
Jonathan Marks, and thank you for being a loyal listener. That's number one. Number two, we didn't really talk about it. So the Mets are officially, it seems, moving on from Jose Iglesias.
Yeah.
Now, you know how popular it was. Like, my mother, I took her to that fan fest thing, and she got to meet Mendoza. He was great, by the way, Mendy. I hope that we go down, you know, whatever. Hopefully we get him on the show at some point.
Mm-hmm.
But the number one thing that she said to him, oh, I hope you keep OMG, you know, Jose Iglesias. He's like, yeah, I want him back too. He was very nice. But Mets fans loved Iglesias, not to the level of Alonso, but you know why? It was special last year in the vibes, similar to what you're talking about with the Knicks from last year.
Mm-hmm.
Iglesias was a huge part of that. And I don't know if I would say it's getting overlooked, but now that it's definitive that he's not coming back, I do think they're going to miss that. And I worry about now with the new energy in Soto coming in, who knows where Alonso's at after what went on in the offseason. No J.D. Martinez, who was also a big presence, a positive influence in that clubhouse, and no Iglesias. I don't know how the vibes are going to be in this Mets clubhouse.
I want the Yankees to get him. That's how highly I think of Iglesias.
By the way, they need him. They need depth.
They do. I think that he was awesome to watch last year. His energy and his production. What do you have, a 22-game hit streak? You know, the Mets all-time home record. Had a 400 batting average in Queens. I mean, he did some real important baseball things. Like, it wasn't just the cute OMG chain when somebody went yard, or the live show after a game, or Boomer and Geo live hopping on stage and doing a little OMG. Yeah, I you know, that's why when players say every year is so different, it's true. Even if you have a lot of the same players, the energy, the circumstances, the mindsets of those players there, think there's a lot of moving parts. And I think the Mets are a better roster, but there's no guarantee that they'll, I'll use your word, vibe the way they did a year ago. But I think the good thing, and that could be a little different than the Knicks, like in basketball, you need great chemistry. And I think the Knicks have good chemistry. Last year, I thought they had great chemistry. In baseball, it helps to have good chemistry. You don't need it.
Do you think that Iglesias would fit with the Yankees? Meaning all that he did with, because a part of me thinks like it was Met-like and it worked for the Mets.
Yeah.
I don't get the sense that it would fit with the Yankees. Like, they don't even allow you to grow facial hair. They're going to have Jose Iglesias perform at concerts and OMG signs.
It's funny. I wasn't even going to go there because I didn't want to make it too much Yankees-Mets, but I did say I would take him on the Yankees. I was thinking about that to myself. Like, let's say they sign him and, you know, let's say, you know, Judge, when he bangs his first bomb, and if Iglesias was on the opening day roster, are they busting out a blue and white, different shade of blue, pinstripe OMG? There's no way. I'm not looking to replicate. I don't want that. I'm not looking
version.
To replicate that.
Yeah, but in some, like, he's got to be himself. What made him so special last year was he was allowed to be himself with the Mets.
I know.
And have all that fun. Like, you think the Yankees would have a post-game concert? A post-game on-the-field concert by one of their players?
No.
Me neither.
I don't.
And that was part of the, now, even from a Mets perspective, I was like, what are we doing here? But it worked for them last year.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know if it would. I think the Yankees need depth, certainly. And obviously Iglesias would fit that. Who knows how much he's going to want here. But I don't know about the other stuff fitting in. I don't know if he could fully be himself with the Yankees.
That's why he's probably going to go somewhere else or retire. But, you know, the Yankees do need some depth. And I was telling Sal earlier, if you guys missed it, free Odyssey app, just scroll, that's out there. I really think the Yankees are going to get Arenado. I do.
Yeah, I don't know why you feel so strongly about that.
I know. It's
they need him or need a third baseman.
And that's part of the reason. I also know the Cards are motivated to move him. I think the Yankees are motivated to move Stroman. I think once they could do that, then obviously they can attack their finances differently. Now, in a perfect world, they wouldn't have to trade Stroman. They wouldn't need the Cardinals to bite off more money than they are willing to bite off. The Yankees would just say, screw it. I mean, this guy's an elite fielding still. Hitting, not as much, but an elite defensive third baseman. We got a lot of guys that are lefties that throw in those cutters and those sinking, you know, fastballs at the ankles that have come to third base. We want Arenado over DJ or over Cabrera or over Peraza. You just do it. But they're not doing that. They're looking to change the money. So, I don't love that, but that's how they operate. I understand that, so I can't scream forever about it. I don't think, put it this way, Sal. I don't think he's going to be on the Cardinals on opening day. The Red Sox aren't going to get him. I was worried about them maybe jumping in. So I think it's only like 1-2. The Tigers, I think, will still make a move for him because they were trying to get Bregman. No, I don't think the Astros are going to go get him.
I don't know. I'm just throwing it out there. I don't even know if he would be willing to go there.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. I don't know if he'd want to go there either. Yeah.
I just think the Cardinals are going to move him, and I think the Yankees had their eye on him.
BT and Sal on the fan. We'll finish up on the phones. Joe is in the Bronx. What's up, Joe?
Hey, Joe.
Hey, BT and Sal. Thanks for taking the call.
All right, Joe.
So, BT, in regards to the Knicks, I think you need to listen to Aaron Rodgers and Aaron Rodgers.
Who?
Yeah.
We've moved on, Joe.
R-E-L-A-X. Right. Yeah. The problem right now, I think, is obviously it's availability and health. And I think, you know, they got killed by the Celtics, but OG was out. I think if they got everyone healthy, and you know, that's a big if. If everyone's healthy and they're all playing to their capabilities, I think they got a good chance to compete with the Celtics.
Yeah, I mean, I got you, Joe. You say that's the problem. I'll tell you what the real problem is. The problem is that the Jets have messed me up permanently. That's all there is to it. The Jets have ruined my mind.
No.
No, listen to me. And I'll tell you why. So,
what is Dax? Are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen. Yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for
in Dax's domain. We see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them.
All of them. Value surge. Trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell.
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Well, I have become, and more so with the Jets, with the Yankees, I think I'm much more even keeled. The Knicks up until maybe now, in the eyes of some, even keeled. Passionate, but even keeled in terms of expectation. The Jets just twist me in knots, right? So I think what's happened is that I have, in a weird way, and I wish that this wasn't the case, though I stand by what I said about the Knicks. I actually believe it and mean it. I feel like now, in the early stages of a team becoming good, I probably overstated. And then when they are good, I'm now understating it.
To protect yourself from being hurt?
I don't know why.
No, but I think...
I don't know.
I really don't think that you're protecting yourself from being hurt by letting your fandom or emotions being into it. I really think that you've had legitimate question marks about this team. And while watching them play for the first half, even though their record is one of the best in the NBA and one of the best that they've had, you know, in the last 30, 40 years, whatever it may be, on par with that, I still think that there are legit question marks and concerns. We have to see it play out. I'm just saying that I still think everything that they can achieve or need to achieve from the beginning of the year to where they are now, it's still in front of them. And that's what I'm curious about you. Like, it could be proven that you would be correct and there were concerns and they're not good enough, but I like this team's chances as much as any Knicks team in my life to win a championship. Not saying I think they're going to. I'm not saying they're as good as the Celtics, because I don't think they are, but they have their best shot. The New York Knicks, this is their best shot to win a championship probably in our lifetime this year.
Yeah, I know. But that's why that crazy analogy that I gave out before, even though I didn't really finish it in terms of the clip, but that's why it's like, yeah, okay, so it's not as bad as it was, and it's not bad at all. The Knicks record is very good, and the Knicks themselves are very good. But, you know, relative to what a championship team should look like, that's one level of analysis. Relative to previous Knicks teams, that's another level of analysis. I myself, because I really do think that they were built to win a championship with the big move, I choose to react to what a championship team should look like. Not that this is the best Knicks team this century, which, by the way, I agree. The other one just kind of supersedes that for whatever reason.
All right, that does it for us. Thanks to everybody who listened and called. We appreciate each and every one of you. Thanks to Dove. Thanks to Hoff as well. Back at it to close out the week, 10 a.m. tomorrow. Evan and Tiki, they're coming up next. Enjoy your Thursday.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Enjoy USDA Choice Beef New York Strip Steak, bone-in for $7.99 per pound, which pairs well with Josh Cabernet, 750-milliliter bottles priced at $14.99 each, or buy six or more mix and match for just $13.49 each plus CRV. Signature Select Value Pack Boneless Pork Top Loin Chops, $3.99 per pound. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.